You're listening to SBS News.
At the Brdo Brujuni Process Summit in Albania's capital Tirana, Croatia's president lamented there was a lack of interest or understanding of the Balkans region by other EU member states. The summit was created by EU members Croatia and Slovenia in 2013 for the purpose of pushing forward the Balkans region's accession into the EU.
I'm afraid that the situation that we have right now, especially this inward concentration of discussion in the European Union, we have been creating a vacuum, a dangerous vacuum in Southeast Europe. I think we're losing the hearts and the minds of people. People are becoming doubtful, losing faith. What will happen, whether they will really make progress?
She says that such a vacuum is not doing the Balkans region any favours.
That vacuum becomes filled in with third-party influences that are not necessarily beneficial to the region. It almost becomes like a battle of ideas or ideologies. And for me, I believe that only the membership of the whole of the Southeast Europe will provide for lasting peace, security, and stability in this region.
Other countries in the region, such as Albania and Serbia, have been trying to join the bloc, but progress has been slow, largely because of historical issues connected partly to the 1990s wars, which still need to be resolved. The Slovenian president said that after the EU's parliamentary elections later this month, he hopes that the new commission will view the Balkans in a different way.
It is time for Brussels to see the enlargement process to Western Balkans in a different way, in sui generis way. As I said to my colleagues, it is normal that the Commission will lead the negotiations with the government of different countries. But at the same time, and this is the change I'm talking about, at the same time, the Commission, the Parliament, the whole European Union should have in front of its eyes the whole picture of the region.
Leaders of Albania, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Kosovo, Montenegro and Serbia, as well as invitee Poland, were also present at the summit, as was EU's foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini. The Tirana summit comes as 27 leaders of the European Union, minus Britain, resolved at an informal meeting in Romania to face the future as one united bloc, where common action will determine its success. Greek Prime Minister Alex Tsipras called for an EU Commission president that can underscore those values.
We need a president that will underline the unity of the member states. Mm-hmm. And this means that will undermine the willingness of the member states for more social cohesion, mm-hmm. more solidarity, to strengthen the foundation values and principles of European Union.
The leaders also vowed to maintain strong democratic rule of law principles, which many say have come under pressure over the past years. Countries such as Hungary and Poland have been under EU scrutiny in recent times for disrespecting the rule of law. The EU will be holding an additional summit 2 days after the European Parliament elections end on May 26 to assess who should get the top three jobs that will be vacated later this year.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.